Okay, I don't think that Jacques will show up anytime soon, so I propose we go ahead and start because it's 4 minutes after 2 UTC. So I sent out the agenda a couple days ago. It's pretty standard. So I think the main topics that we need to talk about during this meeting are the status of the TLD ops list and any operational issues, if any, and also the high levels. The high-level seeker roadmap for which I made a proposal. But first off, let's start with the action points, which I also sent out in that email of last Thursday. So it's quite a long list, and that's because we didn't go through the action points in Singapore, so this is something we will need to see for now. So we have action point number 19, which is for, I think, Fred and Irvin to review the requirements in Chapter 4 of the final report. My proposal is to actually close this one because the final report will change quite a bit because we're taking out the stuff that's now in the TLD ops overview document. So my proposal is to close this one and then make an update of the new final report, at least the draft of it, and then ask everybody to review the whole document again. Okay?
That's fine.
Excuse me?
I'm saying it's okay.
Okay. So then we have action point number 24, which is for Christian and Jacques to provide a cost estimate of the final seeker system. Maybe we should keep this one open, but it also depends on the seeker roadmap, which we'll talk about in a minute. So that's on the next agenda item. So I'll keep that one open. Then there's an action point for everyone to subscribe your security and stability contact to the mailing list. I think this was done for everybody except Taiwan. Is that correct?
No, they have subscribed now, so they all subscribed.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to close that one. Closed. Then action 31 is to subscribe the additional CCTLDs we invited. And I think that we also have almost all of them on board as well.
We don't have UK and .US. And I have been reaching out to them through all kind of ways, and okay. And they still haven't subscribed, so I will I can update you later on this, the whole subscription process, but UK
okay.
and US are not subscribed.
Okay. I propose to close this action point because we now already proceeded, let's say, to invite the rest of the community, and I think we should basically then group .UK and .US under the rest of the community.
Yeah.
So close that action point. Then there is action point 32, which is actually what we're doing now, to subscribe the first real batch of CCTLDs. And that's something that's ongoing, right, Gabi?
Yeah, well, it says first real batch. The first real batch has to subscribe, so now we're in the process of subscribing the rest.
Yeah, so we're going to close that one too because it's an ongoing thing. Then organize webinars on the service to cover all time zones. That's something we still need to do, and that's under the agenda item outreach activities. So we'll keep that one open too. Create a two-pager, that's my action point, out of the TLD ops overview document. That's something I still need to do. So I'll keep that one open too. Then create a page, action item number 38, create a page for the seeker documents on the CCNSO website. That was done by Gabi, so that's closed. Then 39 is to remove Keith from the TLD ops list. That's something we did as well, so we closed that too. Then 40 is to write a script to automatically send reminder messages. Fred did that, so that's closed too. Then action item number 41, to get the script running on the mailman server at DNS.org, and I think that's also done. Right, Fred? It's running, right?
Actually, I don't know. because I sent a message to the list, and the way I wrote the script, the phone was supposed to be the owner of the list and not the lead. So I think somebody from OARC has tweaked it. So I would like to receive some feedback from them, but Jacques is dealing with them. I have no idea what's going on.
Okay, but the script is running, but the message is being sent from the wrong address. Is that the thing?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if he... I saw a message from Jacques telling something regarding new lines in the message. The point is the script generates the message only on TXT format, so probably some MIME type signaling or encoding on the envelope of the message. But
this
is very easy to fix, but we need to have access to the people that are dealing with it.
Yeah. Okay. So what I will do is I will close this action point because we have the I won't because it's not proper. We tested it, but there are still some bugs in there.
Yep.
So let's keep it open. I will write down so it's basically referring to Jacques' email, or to Jacques' email.
Yeah, there is a thread on the list.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. Then action 42 is to prepare a presentation for the CCN Zone Members Day. Okay, that's done. Closed. 43, in the overview document, mention that the validator will send out the subscription notification at the end of every week. I did that too. Closed. 44, ask .dk's second SSC to join the list using the SSC initiator procedure. That's also done. Erwin initiated that, so that's good. 45 is to review the TLD ops document, provide input by January 28th. That's also closed. Okay, this is going very well. Add some text to section 4.3 saying the validator will post a subscription notification digest on the list every week. That's closed too. I think that's the same action point as before. Then Abibu to get the Tanzanian SSCs to subscribe to the list with their personal email addresses instead of with a role-based account.
This was done in Singapore.
Okay. Thank you. Closed. Brett and Gabi to update instructions in the welcome message. That's also done, so closed. 49, to update the TLD ops overview document for Gabi and Fred to copy and paste from. That's also done. Those are all action points before the Singapore meeting. Check with OR if they have been able to successfully install and test Fred's script. So that's actually still open. Okay, we'll close this one because we have action point number 41, which is the same. 51 is to create an email log to store the messages exchanged with SSCs and the IANA admin contact of a particular CCTLD. Gabi?
Well, I have an archive in my email folder that I'm archiving. Is that what you mean?
Yep, that's what I meant.
Yep, that's done.
Closed. Draft rules of engagement for this TLD ops mailing list. That's Jacques and Fred. Since Jacques is not there.
Jacques already drafted something and sent it to the list, but we have not decided. But we have a strawman proposal.
Okay, I haven't seen that yet. Okay, so let's close that one because you guys did it. We still need to look at it, though.
No. I think we only have a Jacques proposal on the mailing list.
Okay. So the action point is basically to review Jacques' proposal.
Yeah. We can update the action.
Yeah. Review Jacques' proposal. Okay. Then 53, update the welcome message. Excuse me?
I think that's the reason we have 52.
Oh, right. You're right. Okay. Yeah, so we'll keep that one open. So 53 remains open. 54, plan an evaluation around February 2016. I haven't done that yet. 55 is to send an email to Geng Da to ask if he's going to be able to hand out the two-pager at the Asia-Pacific meeting. I sent him an email, but he didn't respond. But, of course, this also depends on the two-pager, which is not there yet. So this is something I still need to do. Distribute the two-pager to center. That's something we all still need to do, too. Share the two-pager on the CCTLD managers list. That's also something we need to do. Keep ICANN and ESSAC in the loop on the progress. So that's action 58. That's my action point. That's like an ongoing thing. Then 59 is to write a summary on the Singapore meeting for the community. And that's something I did. So we're going to close that one. And organize the next conference call. That's Gabi's close too. And I think that's the end of the list. It is. Okay, well, that's pretty good. So we lost quite a few action points there. Okay. So let me go back to the agenda. So the next agenda item is TLD ops status and operational issues. Perhaps you can provide an overview there, Gabi?
Yes. Well, if you look on the page, the page where I'm summarizing everyone who subscribed, we have currently 21 CCTLD subscribed. That sounds better than it actually is, because I think France had like six. So they run six CCTLDs, and actually it started by me sending it to one of their islands, and AFNIC replied because I realized that they're running like six. So I listed all of them there because I thought it's good to know that you can contact whoever from these lists. So I think really we have like 16 operators on there, and I have invited about, I think, 50, something around 50 by now. And I must say that it's a quite frustrating process, because I can tell you that maybe one or two subscriptions were without complications, and the rest were always with. I think that generated at least five emails every subscription, or even 15. I mean, it's a lot of people don't get it that it's actually the admin contact, or they. It's actually really, really problematic, and I'm surprised. I knew it would be, but I'm surprised it's just as problematic as it is. And as I already mentioned to some of the people on the call, I'm trying to, in some cases, if I have a contact in the registry and I know I can trust this contact to follow up with the admin contact, I'm trying to email them and say, please, can you poke the person? And I just sent this email, and can you please follow up and make sure they reply from this email address, etc. So very often I have to go different ways, and I would actually like to ask everyone to help me with this, because I don't know everyone in every region. And I think, I mean, thinking of it, that I have been inviting about 50 or more CCTLDs by now, and we actually just have 16 subscriptions, including all of you from the working group. So maybe we had like 10 real subscriptions. That's quite frustrating.
You have very suspicious people.
Sorry?
You have very suspicious people.
Well, I don't think they are suspicious. I think, honestly, the problem is, like, for instance, today I was talking to a lady that I know a little bit, and I said, can you please make sure the contact of, to talk to whoever's receiving this email? And she said, I'm receiving the email, and I haven't received it. And after many emails back and forth, she said, oh, there was a problem with the email address that's fixed now, and I will send it now. And then she sent it from her personal email address. And although I tried to, like, three emails to explain, no, you cannot send it from your personal, you have to send it from the admin email address. I still haven't got it. So, and this is not the only case. There are many many cases like this, and I have in some cases also asked ICANN's regional vice president to help me. Just basically it is frustrating because if you really consider that I have sent about 50 invitations, we have except you,
I would like to make a comment, and this is one of one issue that is ringing a bell to me. All of this process we have put, tried to put some automation and tools, but I have the impression that the CCNSO secretariat, especially you, Gabi, are being too stressed with all this secure process. So this is something, Christian, I think we should take in account in future updates or even on an assessment of this system, because it relies heavily on human, especially Gabi, for the all the admin process.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, subscription and contacting people. So Gabi, don't take me wrong, this is not a criticism to you. I think we are overwhelming you too much.
No, thank you, Frederica. I can certainly say that Mondays and Fridays, I hate the list because it's so much to do around it. But, I mean, that's okay. But we really need your help, and I think we will talk about outreach activities, and we need to inform people more that and pre-warn them that this is going to come, and perhaps also, Christian, in your update to the list, if you can just mention that we have started sending the invitations and please look out for them, etc. So, yes, it is a lot, but I think that if we do some more outreach activities, and if I can, if you can help me in your region, that would be a lot, because I noticed that if you ask, you know, per people that you know, then they will come back to you. So it's just that it's a lot of work around it. It's much more than I thought. And still, I think that the process we have, that we will that we validate everything through the admin contact, is the correct one. And I think the list will gain a lot of authority just because we will have checked every contact. Christian and I, we spoke to ICANN during the Singapore meeting, and I think they were quite impressed that we actually go through quite, you know, tough validation process, that we check every contact we have there. And so I think that it is still the right way to go, but it's a lot of work.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe my input.
Abibu, please go ahead.
Yeah, at the beginning, I think it will be somehow difficult the way you are experiencing, but the approach you are taking... Hello?
Yes.
The approach you are taking by contacting the regional representative, like the case you have done for me for the .ke, I think it will work, and we'll take it further during regional meetings so that the awareness to members is available and they can in future respond positively without repeated emails.
Yes, thank you, Abibo. Christian, you can't see it because you're not in the room, but Frederico has raised hands, so...
Yeah, sorry, I was jumping in the discussion, but I would point out what just Abibu did. We have to leverage our regional organizations, especially the contacts that we have with their managers. They deal with these people on a regular basis, and it could especially could help a lot in trying to explain the people that they know that the process needs to be followed by the letter as described in the procedures. So it's not that somebody is on leave or something different. We have to follow it because that's how the trust of the process is being built.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, so one thing I can do, I know the manager of, as some of you also do, but I know the manager of the center, so I can give him a call and explain the situation. That's something that I can do at least. Perhaps you guys can do something similar for your region. I know that, Fred, you can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
And maybe Abibu, are you in the position to do that as well?
Very true. Very true. Ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So then the only region we're missing is Asia-Pacific because Genga is not on the phone.
I can actually speak to Leonid as well.
Okay.
I know him.
Okay. So let me make a few notes here. Contact our roads. Yeah, and I will also include this something. I will also emphasize this in the summary that we'll be sending out to the community after this call. And we also need to schedule our outreach activities. Okay, but we'll get to that in a minute. Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that it's frustrating you, Gabi, because, of course, that was not our intention.
No. I was actually prepared for this. I was prepared for this, but I am surprised about how hard it is to get, and this must be highlighted somehow so that people understand that they must reply with the admin contact address. That seems to be the hardest part to understand.
Yeah, which I find pretty amazing because it sounds kind of easy to me. It's not very difficult. Anyway.
Christian, you're not in the room.
If you use Outlook, it's very difficult.
Excuse me?
If you use Outlook, it's actually quite difficult. So I can understand it's a problem. It was a problem here as well.
Oh.
Really? Oh. What does Outlook have to do with it?
To change the from address is not very intuitive.
Oh, okay.
So the way it's set up here is that the admin contact goes to the CEO and COO, and then they, of course, reply from their own address.
Uh-huh.
So we had to help her set up her Outlook so she could change the from address, which is profile thingy where. So I was thinking if we should Slack on the requirement, if it should be the exact address or if it should just be the same domain name, but then you never know what other TLDs are doing with their domain names and addresses, etc.
But, you know, I still think it should be the administrative contact because you never know. I don't know everyone, and you don't know who that comes to, and it could be some staff member.
Here you know that for Denmark, you will know that if Lisa writes, it's okay, but then if it's for all countries, you don't know that, and then you get in all kinds of problems if you do it for one country, not for the other one.
Yeah.
Let's proceed with admin contact addresses first and see if it's very, very challenging, then we can find the way out.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I'm sometimes doing, and this is not for this list, but for the CCNSO members list, if it seems to be totally impossible to, if I get the request for a change, because all the changes also need to come for the CCNSO members list, need to come from the admin contact. And sometimes for various reasons, it's totally impossible. And in that case, if I trust the person and I know it's just a formality, what I do is I always copy in the admin contact address in my reply and say, this has been done. If this is not correct, admin contact, please let me know or something. So that if something dodgy is happening, that's a way out that I can always copy in the admin contact. But that's just a backup plan, I would say. It's not ideal.
Erin, just out of curiosity, how difficult is it in Outlook to change the from address?
If you know where to find it, it takes 5 minutes, but it's well hidden. For a normal user, they won't know, probably. So they have to go to the IT department to ask.
can we provide help there somehow?
Yeah,
we could probably have some screenshots. But then we have to do it for all 10 different versions of Windows and Outlook.
Okay.
Jacques here. Sorry.
Hey Jacques.
I was sitting at my desk ready for the 9 o'clock and then somebody came in and there you go.
No worries.
I can also tell you that gang.sci has joined the Adobe room. You don't know that because somebody has.
No. Okay, cool. Yeah. So,
Gang.sci, can you hear us? Sorry, can I at least ask gang.sci whether he can hear us? Can you write in the room if you can hear us? Okay, sorry.
Okay, so Jacques, what was the first thing you heard when you joined the call? So when did you join the call exactly?
When you're talking about something in the Outlook email from, which I'm wondering why we're talking about that.
Because
maybe I don't want to know.
A bit of context here. So Gabi was explaining that the process of getting everyone on the list is actually difficult because most people cannot somehow manage to send the reply to her invitation from the admin address. So that's why we were talking about Outlook, because sometimes people don't know how to change the from address in Outlook or to log on to the admin account.
Yep. For me, we have a separate mail account for the CIO account, the admin.
Mm-hmm.
And if we didn't have a separate account, I wouldn't know. If it's just an alias, I don't know how to send from that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was exactly what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Which is what Gabi has a lot of problem with.
Yeah.
So, Christian, I just wrote something to you in the chat room where you're not, so I'm just going to repeat it here, is that if you can reach Peter from Center today, there's a sending admin meeting in Berlin tomorrow. It's probably unlikely you can reach him now, but it might be worth trying.
Yeah, could try that. I'm not going to be able to make that, though. Well, I'll give it a try.
Abhi will address
him.
Yeah, I just wanted to give a hint that the admin contact may get assistance from the technical contact, whom I think might be able to assist it, without any problems, regardless of the system being used for email or sending. My assumption here, a technical administrative contact is someone who is technical, who can resolve some technical issues.
So maybe we should CC the tech contact in the invitation? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe we should ask the admin contact to request the technical guys to assist in sending the feedback from the admin contact email address and not the personal one.
Hmm. Yeah, so that makes sense. We could, let's say, put the tech contact in CC.
Yep.
So that this person can help the admin contact to send the reply from the admin address.
Very true.
To be honest, Christian, I think that would just create confusion. And mm-hmm. I think that the admin contact should be, you know, think enough to contact whoever's technical in their registry to do it. I don't think it's a good idea to mix up these two in the invitation, because I think the tech contact will be quick to subscribe themselves, and then that would create more unnecessary emails, etc.
Okay.
Well, let me make a question, a more broad question regarding the LD ops list. Why we are putting only the authorization of getting people inside of the list on the admin contact and not giving any kind of leverage for the technical contact?
Sometimes, Federico, the registry is actually not very, like the technical contact is not approved by the admin contact. They can be in dispute with each other. There are some cases where they actually are. And I think that we should consider the admin contact being above the technical contact.
Yeah, I do agree. For the time being, we can use the admin contact, and once the authorization model discussed during IANA updates should be used in future.
We have a separate best practice issue here.
Yeah, we do.
I wouldn't like to enter the head hole of redelegations or stuff like that, but the point is that we are talking about the people that operate the TLDs and have some technical knowledge or security knowledge in those issues. So I don't know why we should not rely on the technical contacts as well.
I think this is more of a political issue.
Yeah, I know. Anyway.
But in a way that the problem is that we would give authority to the technical contacts, and in a way we would take a political side then.
Yeah, maybe we should, I would propose to follow Abibu's suggestion to at least stick with the admin contact for now and see if we can improve things. And then maybe at a later stage, if it really doesn't work, then also try to involve the tech contact. Because I'm also a bit...
We should continue with what we do now. We might add some extra text to the email saying it really needs to be this address. If you don't know how to do it, ask your technical people.
Yeah.
But let's not change the procedure or now.
Agreed.
Okay, let me make a note here, just a minute.
Okay.
Actually, Christian, if you're going... to change some text. I noticed there's some text missing in the standard email that you use for replying to subscriptions requests that come from the community. It's just because the text currently says it's just enough if you reply with just confirm in the subject line, but it's not, because they also need to send the full name and telephone number. So it's enough. We'll just confirm.
Okay. Maybe I did too much copying and pasting there. Okay. All right, I got it. I'll take the action point. Okay. All right. So where are we? So we currently have, so you invited 50 CCTLDs, and we roughly have like 16 on the list now, including the ones that are in this working group.
Yeah, well, officially 21, but that's for some French islands included. So it's 21 in total.
Yeah, so what we need to do is to leverage the regional organizations, set up outreach activities and that sort of thing. Apparently it's more difficult than we thought.
Can I just ask you a question as well? Just to know, for now I have been focusing on ASCII CCTLDs, but of course we have the non-ASCII ones, which I have not invited yet. Should I do that later on?
Maybe we should stick with the ASCII ones initially.
Yeah.
Just to not to make it too complex.
Okay.
Well, what do you guys think about that?
It should be the same people, right?
Yep.
Not always. In some cases, there are different operators for Egypt.
Yeah.
Okay.
I propose we basically add that as an action point, and that we do that the ASCII CCTLDs, and then later on we do the non-ASCII ones.
Yeah.
Invite non-ASCII CCTLDs. Okay.
I would not make a distinction among those, actually. We are talking about CCs, even they are.
The reason why I jumped them now was actually because it was too complicated for me to get in their Arabic scripts. There were scripts I didn't understand what I was doing. So So at the moment, I just thought maybe it's better we just focus on the ASCII ones, and once I get the hang of it, because I can't remember which moment it was, but there was one moment which I can't remember which one it was, but it was actually quite complicated.
Aren't we only sending invites in English? What is
yes.
the difference?
No, there is one. I can't remember. Because the thing is, I actually sent an invite to Russian Federation, which is the same operator as Russia, and they subscribed. But I remember when I did that. I cannot right now because it was a while ago. Remember which moment was complicated. And the thing was, I thought good that I actually know how to read Cyrillic a little bit. So I could, I can't remember what it was, but there was one thing that which was quite problematic. So, and I thought with Arabic or Chinese, I would definitely have more problems.
Yeah. So let's try to deal with issues on exception as an exception, and not make all the IDNA CCTLDs as an exception.
Okay. Well. I still suggest that we start with the ASCII ones, and then we can. I'm happy to.
That's okay, but
yeah, I don't think it's a matter of exception. It's a matter of workload, I think. So.
That's exactly what it was, because there was something I actually had to do. I can't remember what it was, but it was something I had to do extra for this Russian Federation thing, and I haven't listened there because it was the same operator as Russia, so I just listed Russia.
So I would suggest to initially stick to the ASCII CCTLDs and then do the non-ASCII later on.
Yeah.
So as to reduce your workload, Gabi.
Thank you.
So let's do it in UTF-8 order alphabetically. Just to make a point. Yes.
All right. Okay, guys, I think we should proceed to the next action point. I think the conclusion of the next agenda item, I think the conclusion of agenda item number 3 is that we need to do more outreach activities. Okay, well, we'll get to that in at action point number 5. But first of all, agenda item number 4 is, let's move on to agenda item number 4, which is the seeker roadmap. So this is something I wrote down underneath the PowerPoint slide. I hope you all had a chance to read it. Did you guys read it? There was some text below the slide with the agenda on it.
Yeah, I saw them.
And
I will have it uploaded, but you have to wait a while.
Okay. Now, I'm in the blind here, so please let me know when you're done.
No, you can start. It will take a little while.
Okay. So this is a proposal, at least my proposal, for let's say, the way forward for the working group, which is based on the discussion that Gabi and I had with people from ICANN. So
mm-hmm.
with Patrick Feldstrom and John Crane, and also with Kim Davies, who we met in Singapore. The way forward that I'm proposing consists of four bullets. So the first one is to actually consider the Ops TLD mailing list the final implementation of the CCTLD contact repository, and not transition to an ops trust-based system. And the reason is that the mailing list is the lowest common denominator, which is easy to use for everyone. So that will, if we follow that approach, we will be maximizing the probability to get as many CCTLDs on board as we can. And this was also something that, let's say, at least the people from ICANN, they also had the experience that this would, at least they had the feeling that this would be the best approach for the working group. The second bullet is on the secure messaging service. Again, to reduce complexity, the suggestion I'm making is that we do not include, let's say, encryption facilities, or that we do not include a secure mailing list or a secure communications channel, because that will force people to set up encryption facilities, which might be too difficult for some. So this means
Which slide have the text? I'm sorry, I don't know.
Oh, it's the first slide. It has the notes below it.
The first one?
Yeah, the first one. So it's the slide with the agenda on it, and then right below it is the text.
Oh, it doesn't show on the PowerPoint when in the Adobe Room.
Oh. No, I should have copied it in the email.
Okay.
For the sake of time, I propose that everyone maybe can read that part of the PowerPoint slide, and then send a message on the list with your feedback, if you're okay with it, what you would like to see changed, and why.
I copied in the text in the notes box for everyone. And then the right corner on the down there.
Okay. Okay. So shall I go continue?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, now everyone should see it.
Okay, cool. All right. So the first bullet is to the first bullet is that the mailing list is the final implementation of the CCTLD content repository. The second one is that a secure mailing list or a secure communications channel is out of scope of the working group. The third one is that the trust model we're currently using with the IANA admin contact being the, trust anchor, if you will, is the right one, in that we should not move to a personal trust model where people vouch for each other, for example. And the reason is that if you're using a vouching for model, then it becomes much harder for people that are relatively unknown in the community to join the list. And the fourth bullet is on the IANA database, which Kim Davies presented during the CCNSO meeting. So he talked about adding different types of contacts to the IANA database. And this is something that we could leverage, because we might want to add the security and stability contacts to the IANA database. And then, let's say, having the mailing list, getting its information from there. And maybe my proposal here would be that this would be the focal point of a follow-up working group.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Yep. Sounds good.
And then we are done.
Excuse me? And then we're done?
Yeah.
No, then we do... Then we start the emoticon working group.
I very much like this proposal, Christian.
Excuse me, Fred?
I like this proposal very much.
Okay, good. Abhi Bhu, are you okay with that as well?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gabi?
Yeah, fine.
Okay. All right, so then I propose we proceed like that. All right, so that was, excuse me, that was agenda item 4. Then agenda item 5, the outreach activities. So we already talked about that when we went through the operational issues. So what I'm going to ask at least everyone on the call to contact the CEO of their regional organization to, pay more attention to highlight the existence of the TLD ops list and the procedure that must be followed. I will add, let's say, this concern to the summary that we're going to send out after the call, and perhaps we should also think about organizing these webinars that Gabi suggested a while ago. And this is something then we might want to do relatively soon.
Christian, can I also add on this? Bart has spoken to the department that where all the vice presidents are from each region, and they apparently have a weekly call, and he suggested that we could, at least you and I, Christian, and should attend that call and explain a little bit on this list, because the vice presidents can also be very helpful. So that's also included in the outreach, and Bart is going to follow up on that.
Okay. EP call. Okay. That makes sense. Cool. Yeah, I'm more than happy to do that. So please, if I could be invited, that would be great.
Yep.
And so, Gabi, do you have any suggestions on when to organize the outreach activities? The webinar?
I'm actually quite happy to do it next week or the week after. I think we should do it now, but if we started to do this, and I'm happy to. I need to know who of you will want to attend this. Is the whole group going to attend? Because we need to make it two times during one day, once in the morning, and I'm talking about European time now, sorry. But in the morning, our time, Christian, you and I, and in the evening, our time, you and I, so that we can reach everyone. So it's really a matter of finding a time and date for all of you that want to join. Maybe you and I, Christian, can take this offline, and then we come with suggestions to the group.
Yeah, but let's try to do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Gabi, maybe we should perhaps you and I can have a separate call on Friday afternoon somewhere, this Friday.
Yeah, sure.
So would you be available at what time is it? At 3 o'clock?
3 is quite hard. 4?
Excuse me?
I can't do 3. I'm sorry. That would be hard for me. 4?
4 o'clock? Yeah, that's kind of difficult for me.
Okay, Christian, let's take this offline. So
yeah, let's do that. I thought maybe we can do that quickly, but that doesn't work. Okay.
Sorry.
Thanks.
Jack is asking.
Excuse me?
Jack is asking about Action Line 52 on rules of engagement.
Yeah, so what we did there, Jacques, is we you put a proposal on the list, and the action point now is for everyone to provide their feedback on that proposal.
Okay, good.
Okay. All right, guys, let's move on to the next agenda item, which is the summary for the community. I think the major topic that we need to talk about is, I think there's two things that we need to mention. One is, of course, our concern with getting people on the list. So that's something we need to explicitly highlight a lot. And then we might also want to mention the outreach activities and perhaps the roadmap, but that's not that important at this point. So I would propose to summarize our concerns and to explain that we're going to start some outreach activities in the next few weeks. So they can just writing that down.
And Kristen, if you could highlight that we have started to invite people that they should check their admin contact email address in more email box.
Right. Start to invite people. Okay, cool. So I'll write that summary probably on Friday because I'm having 2 days off as of today. Okay. So let's go to any other business. Is there anything else that we need to discuss, Erwin?
Nope.
Okay. Jock?
Nope.
Fred? Fred,
no,
anything else?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Abibu?
No.
No, nothing.
Okay. Genga? King now responding, Gabi? Because I can't see it.
No, he isn't. No.
Okay. Okay, so I'm assuming there's nothing else. Okay, so I don't have anything else to discuss myself.
Christian, I have, sorry,
yes.
Something. First of all, next
sorry,
call. Are we planning another call?
Yes, I think so. Let me look at that.
And then, whilst you're thinking, can I just ask you, so what's this issue with this Roots email address? Because since it's not subscribed, we have to approve it. Shall I subscribe it for now, or should I just leave it for now and wait for another sender address, or what should I do with that?
Well, maybe Jacques can help there, because I understood that the OARC people will need to change the root address to, what was it, owner or something?
Yeah, I'll get Fred and William to sort that out.
Okay, so for now I want to subscribe that address and I'll wait till it's changed to owner.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's all for me.
Okay. Thank you. So, Gabi, maybe we should talk on Friday to select a week or a time frame of 2 weeks in which to organize the next call.
Yep, sure.
Okay.
I would only ask you guys to not do anything on the ITF week.
Which is?
No, we won't. We'll take that into account. That's a good point. Yeah.
Which week is that, Federico?
The 22nd.
22nd of March.
Yes, 22nd to 27th.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Okay. Okay, guys. So thanks again. Thanks for joining the call, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.